Hello, friends. Welcome to another program of Two Guys with Heart, with Giff Briner and Dave Colonen. These two fine Christian gentlemen will do their very best to bring encouragement to your faith. We all undergo difficulties throughout our lifetime. How do we respond, and what is the correct direction that we should take? Giff and Dave will give it their best shot to guide our lives through the work and words of Jesus. And now, here they are, Two Guys with Heart.
Hey, good afternoon, friends. It's Giff Briner here, another program of Two Guys with Heart. And we had a very interesting subject yesterday, me and my good friend
Dave Colonen.
Dave and I were talking about the Holy Spirit. And we were both so stirred and so moved, we elected to continue in that thought process. People's general knowledge of the Father is great, and of the Son is great, but of the Holy Spirit, your knowledge might be somewhat limited. I have to confess, as I started researching this subject and looking into the material, I got quite an education myself, so I have to fess up that I wasn't perhaps as brilliant as I thought. The Holy Spirit, you see, is the one who created us. We are His greatest product. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let me read what is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. It says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye have not of your own?" That's just the way it's written. So it tells you right up front that we are created by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was involved in the creation of the earth at the beginning. "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Right up front, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit appears to be one who decides the very shape of every animal. "By His Spirit He hath garnished the heavens, His hand hath formed the crooked serpent." At Job 26, verse 13, that's where that's written. So it's nothing new. The Holy Spirit also is the one who gives you the new life after your second birth or your regeneration, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy. He saved us by the washing of the regeneration and in renewing of the Holy Ghost. Titus chapter 3, verse 5, that's what that's written. The Holy Spirit is the source of your life, every part of your life. Always remember, the Holy Spirit created you. David, in your years of ministry and looking at what the Holy Spirit has meant to you and your ministry and your congregations, I would very well guess that you have quite a few thoughts that you would like to be able to share with the people, our listeners, based on the words and actions associated with the Holy Spirit. You have had miraculous experiences in your years of serving many people. Do you have some thoughts that you'd like to share today with our listeners?
Some people probably need a hug today instead of anything else. Don't talk to me. Give me a hug.
I agree.
Some of those kind of days are important. We are finding affection. The Holy Spirit guides us to the right person who is down and out and struggling with life. And when you really get involved in the Holy Spirit, you're going to have a wonderful day. If you've been sitting around the house and bored, get on the telephone. Give somebody a word of encouragement. Reach out. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. That's what the Bible says. Romans, when you need a hug, the Holy Spirit will bring you to the right place. If you don't deal with the Holy Spirit for the whole year, and think about it, when some people have never said the Holy Spirit word for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, the Holy Spirit is the third part of our God. It's God and His Son and the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
You just have to reach out for the Lord and what he's trying to do for us.
The people who don't know Dave well know that he is quite stirred by the Holy Spirit, and his actions and his words are found from deep within, and he's quite emotional about sharing his thoughts, and sometimes the words just stop on his lips, and I can see his thoughts moving. Your Bible is the Holy Spirit's gift to you. That is, the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible itself. You see, the Holy Spirit breathed through men his holy scriptures, for the prophecy came not in the old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, that's what that's written. When you quote the Bible, you are quoting the Holy Spirit. He is articulate, he's brilliant, and authored the words of God to us today. Those that we just read from 2 Peter is a good example. The Holy Spirit inspired holy men of God to write the Bible to correct those kinds of errors. All scriptures is given in inspiration of God and is profitable for the doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished unto all works. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, where that says those words. Oh, think of the glorious and incredible Bible we carry around every day. The Holy Spirit spoke every word through 40 people sensitive to him over 1,600 years of period of time to create the Bible. He wanted to breathe his life unto you. He wanted his energy to be poured through you. He wanted his wisdom deposited in your heart. He wanted his instincts and his nature to be evident and obvious in you. He wanted you to know what he knows. He wanted you to feel what he feels. He wanted you to see what he is looking at. The Holy Spirit gave you the Word of God as your special weapon and sword of the Spirit. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 6, where that's written. Jesus used the weapon of the Word, the sword of the Spirit. When Satan tempted him, Jesus simply answered him with the Word of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Luke chapter 4, verse 4, you'll see that.
Let me jump in here just...
Sure.
What you're saying is so good, and this just goes right with it. And James chapter 1 in the New Testament, verse 19. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. A man joined a monastery. He wanted to become a monk. And each year, the young monk was permitted to speak only two words. You know, when you go to the monastery, they got some rules.
Yeah, two words a year.
You're going to be here for a whole year. Yeah. You're only going to say. So the first year, at the end of the first year, they said, okay, we're ready for your two words. And he said, food, cold. And then another year went by, silence. And they said, okay, you got your two words for this year? He said, yes, bed hard. And then the third year, they asked him, what two words do you have to say? And he said, I quit.
That's good.
You know, he said, all you've done is complain. Six words in three years.
Six words in 3 years, and all he did was complain, yeah.
One That's fifth funny. Of our lives is talking, and we engage in like 30 conversations every day.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. It's just amazing what we do. We go to church. Millions of people go to church and hear billions of words in the message, in the sermons. And we need to learn to listen quick and slow to speak and slow to become angry.
Those are powerful words, Dave, and I quite agree with you. That's a philosophy to live by. Every one of us should be thinking the way you were thinking. And I would share some thoughts along those lines. You see, your Bible contains 66 books. Those 66 books contain 11,089 chapters. Someone estimated that you could read the entire Bible through within 56 hours. Not me, but somebody could. I encourage you to develop your relationship with the Holy Spirit by reading daily the Word of God. And I don't know that I could do it in 56 hours. I'm not sure I could do it in 56 days. We really have to read the Bible. Let me give you some hints on reading your Bible and why I think it's so important. Number one, establish a daily habit of reading the Bible. When you read three chapters a day and five on Sunday, you will read the entire Bible through within 12 months. And when you read nine chapters each day in the New Testament, you will finish the New Testament every 30 days. When you read 40 chapters a day, you will read the entire Bible every 30 days of your life. Now, I didn't do that research. I read that from somebody else's research. But the point is, if you establish a daily habit, you can do miraculous things, including reading the entire Bible. Number two, read it at the same time and the same place every day. That should be your secret place where you talk to the Holy Spirit. We talked about that yesterday. Remember, we mentioned you can talk to the Holy Spirit very easily. But it should be a private, a confidential place away from the traffic of everyone else. Place matters. Where you are determines what grows in you. So that location is key. Point number three, read it at the same time each day. Habit is so powerful. Habits are more powerful than desires. Habit is a gift from God. It simply means that anything you do twice becomes easier. Stop thinking about the word habit as a bad word. It is a great word. It is God's easiest way to help you to succeed. All right, point number four. Become a passionate expert on one topic in the Bible. Focus you and become knowledgeable about the center of your expertise. For example, if you want to study faith, circle scripture related to faith in your personal Bible. Then create a personal 365-day scripture calendar on the subject of faith. That makes good sense to me, and you can become an expert. It could be any subject. Point number five that I'd like you to consider, talk scriptures in every conversation. You may be on the phone, or you might be in a business transaction. Use the words of the Holy Spirit to answer someone. The Bible becomes your database for your personal opinion. The Word of God is the tool in the hands of the Holy Spirit to nurture you and furnish you in everything that you need to succeed on earth. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine or reproof, for correction, for instructions, instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, where that's written. As you develop a consciousness of the opinion of the Holy Spirit or the Bible, your whole world will change. Always remember, the Holy Spirit is the author of the Word of God. You know, David, if you've ever listened to these individual development speakers, and I did a lot of those programs many years ago myself, so I guess I can put myself in that category. But those great inspirational words that people use, and I don't want to start saying a lot of those names or be a name dropper because then I'd miss some, but you know, the Zig Ziglar type people of this good old world, you know what their basis of their material is? It's the Bible. And Zig Ziglar, by the way, would be the first one to tell you that. He is a Christian man. But their source of information, rather it be a career track program or a Fred Pryor program or all those dynamic speakers that develop individual development programs, the Tony Robbins types of the world, their foundation of their material is the Holy Bible. And they may not do it based on a scriptural position, but they get their solid information straight from the same source that you and I can. It's there for us to read anytime we want it.
Sometimes we lose our confidence and we're afraid to talk to people or to deliver what we believe in our hearts. The Holy Spirit, we've been dealing 2 days now. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit, it imparts unshakable confidence so that when Christ comes to dwell in you and you want to speak, you're frightened and you don't want to say it. You know, I'm not going to talk about that. I don't know how to do this and I don't know how to stand in front of people. But the Holy Spirit will help you to stand up, put your shoulders back, open your heart and your mouth, and to speak with unshakable confidence.
That's right.
And that's how you help your friends. That's how you help your neighbors. That's how you become a person of beauty in your neighborhood. They look to that family that always has a smile, that always has something in their life that says, you know, God is good to us. And what do you need from the Lord today? What is bothering you so badly that you're having a down day? That unshakable confidence that you can speak to a person knowing that God has put you in that moment. I believe in what we're doing today here at this radio station. I believe when you turn to WPFG 91.3 that you will receive unshakable confidence that Christ can indwell you with his salvation and with his Holy Spirit. And when you turn your dial, that's what's making our station great. People have the ability to tune our way and find the Holy Spirit dealing with just what you needed. And when you turn your dial our way, you'd be surprised what kind of a song comes to you and comes through your radio, and you say, wow, I haven't heard that song for 40 years, and I still know the words, and I'm still comforted by what is coming through the radio. And I wish we could have all of you call us at the same time and say, that was great.
That's right.
But that's what makes you and I speak from our hearts.
Yes, we do.
And we do that diligently, unshakable.
That's the word of God working through us. And that's what we ask for. Every day before we start, we pray that the Lord will use us. And it happens.
That's right. Amen.
Amen and amen. The invisible persuader concerning Christ is within each one of us. Nobody else can persuade your mind so that you feel inner satisfaction. Articulate theologians cannot satisfy you. A pleading pastor cannot drive the doubt away. It is the Holy Spirit who confirms that Christ dwells within your heart and removes every doubt about him. That is so, so very important. The Apostle Paul, who encouraged incredible warfare during his ministry and his life, he knew this. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. That's written in Romans chapter 8, verse 16. You see, nothing is more poisonous than the erratic or roller coaster emotions regarding your salvation. Satan will taunt, accuse, and blame you for everything. He is the accuser of the brethren. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 talks about that. You must fall in love with the Holy Spirit to keep living this incredible life of peace and inner calm. Oh my, is that so very important? I really don't know if I am saved or not, cried one teenager after church one night. Her pastor pleaded with her with just to believe. Her parents felt baffled. Her Sunday school teacher tried walking her through the scriptures. Nobody could persuade her that Christ was alive and well within her, but the Holy Spirit could. As we began to pray together, I asked the Holy Spirit to confirm in her heart that she was truly a child of the Most High God, that Jesus had accepted her and lived within her. Within moments, her face changed. Her joy changed. A calm flowed across her countenance. She was born again, and she knew it without a doubt. Her unmistakable confidence about the indwelling Christ came from the Holy Spirit. See, that's a very good story. I didn't write that one, by the way, Dave. I don't want to take credit for somebody else's work, but that's a touching story that to me is so obvious, obviously a part of how we all felt as young Christians. We weren't sure. But you mentioned it earlier when you said about that unshakable faith that could not be destroyed or removed. Once a person experiences that, then your life becomes very easy to manage. Your problems dissipate, and you enjoy life again.
Don't be discouraged, if I can say that today. If you experience a number of failures, take heart. Before you reach your place of destiny, God will give you what you need. We all have gifts. We all have talents. We all have skills. You know, everybody is not perfect. Everybody can't do the same thing. Use your gifts to bless those who are closest to you. Don't try to find somebody a million miles away. Look for somebody next door, somebody who knocks on your door, rings your doorbell, or the phone rings, and all of a sudden you say, yes, yes, there's that. Thank you, Lord. That's who needed to hear me. Give them the gift of the Holy Spirit that they will reach out and say, man, I'm using my life for something more than just sitting in the house. I'm wanting so much to do for the Lord. And boy, we're dealing with the prize of the year. We're dealing with somebody. The Holy Spirit is a person that can come into your life, into your home, into your car, into your workplace, and change.
Exactly.
Change the way you live. And that's going to be important to us.
Very, very important.
We're blessed people. You know why I give?
Why is that, Dave?
Because we give the information.
Yeah.
And usually those who give the information, they get it first.
Yes. So that's us.
And when we get it first, we are ahead of the whole gang.
Yes.
And when it's all over, it's just like the preacher who preaches. He's the guy who gets the most out of the message.
That's right. With the Sunday school teacher who learns the most from the lesson because of the research.
True.
That's us, Dave. We're in the same boat.
And
we do learn a lot.
You can sit on your phone and let people come into your life and change the way they live because you have the Holy Spirit guiding you with great strength.
Ooh, amen. You may be encountering real temptations in your personal life. Your mind might experience torment over your failures and your mistakes. Your conscience is hurting. Has Christ left you? You're wondering, is your name really written in one of those books who serve him? Oh, my. Nobody on earth can help you with this. But the wonderful and precious advisor, the Holy Spirit, can resolve your issues. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that beareth records in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. That's written in 1 John chapter 5, verse 6. Always remember, the Holy Spirit alone can impart the unshakable confidence that Christ dwells within you. Dave, you said it best. We have exhausted our time. Would you have a closing thought for our listeners, please?
I don't want to make a habit out of this, but I want to pray.
Thank you.
That's the Holy Spirit that indwells me and says, pray for your friends.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
And those who are listening. Precious Holy Spirit, thank you for the wonderful gifts you have placed within us. They are discerned by us. The things that we love and we hate and we grieve, we thank you for all that you give to us, our appetites, our passions, and those things that are revealed in our gifts to mankind. Open doors. Help people today as they leave our broadcast and trust you explicitly. Let them say it out loud. God, help me. Be merciful to me, a sinner. And let me live my life for Jesus Christ from today on. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And amen. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye to our listeners.
See you next time. Bye-bye.